Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. Oh my goodness, it is a real personal pleasure to welcome the award-winning journalist, author, playwright, pianist, composer, and maybe most well-known for being a broadcaster, Paul Harvey Jr., the creative producer and writer of the longest-running and most popular series in radio history, The Rest of the Story. It's so great to bring you on to my little humble radio show here. Paul Harvey Jr., how are you?
Oh, Adam, it's so nice to meet you. And as your audience doesn't know, we had an opportunity to chat a little bit before we're on air, and it's just been a delight. You're a wonderful broadcaster, and I can't wait to do this over and over.
Oh my goodness, thank you for coming from you. Your lineage, people should know. Your dad, of course, was maybe the most influential broadcaster in the country for many decades. And obviously you inherited that bug yourself. And let me just ask, rather than tell you, how long have you been on the radio yourself?
In one form or another? Well, I suppose I substituted for him as early as the mid 70s, but I never felt equal to it. You know, there's a saying, eagles don't flock, and they certainly don't hatch, you know, eagles in humanity the way they do in nature. So I was, you know, flattered by the efforts of people to get me to follow in my dad's footsteps. But as a broadcaster, I knew I was way out of my depth. So I substituted for him as little as possible. Mm-hmm. And merely wrote for him, which I could do. And somehow I did inherit that family inclination. So I was able to put words in his mouth, as he might have said.
I've spoken to quite a few multi-hyphenates over the years, but you might be the most multi. Because in addition to being an author and a playwright, you're and broadcaster, of course, you're also an accomplished pianist. Hence, I'm assuming your relationship to Piano Summer, your friendship with Vladimir Feltsman, who founded Piano Summer. Can you tell me a little bit of that origin story, like how you ended up where you are here at Piano Summer this year?
Well, I became acquainted with Vladimir Feltsman through Robert Hamilton, who was on the faculty. In fact, he was one of the original directors of Piano Summer when it was in London. Mm-hmm. And anyway, 15 years ago, Dinah and I were invited to come and visit the festival, and we have been coming back ever since. It's just it's a wonderful experience. And the thing that's particularly gratifying for me is that I'm concerned about the future of the instrument. You know, there are not many current virtuosi playing the viola da gamba, for example. You would have to go to a university that had one and find a professor who knew how to play one. It's very easy to lose acoustical instruments in history, let them slip through the cracks. And I know it's difficult to imagine, but the piano might do the same. So Piano Summer, the thing that's wonderful is that they bring great teachers and pianists from around the world who bring different points of view, but traditional classical points of view, and teach students from around the world so they can take this knowledge back home to their corners of the world. And it seems to me our best bet to keep the instrument alive. So that's, I guess, maybe a slightly clumsy way to explain, but the best I know how to tell you why I've become so passionately interested in Piano Summer for these 15 years.
There's an urgency.
Yes.
So just so people know, you are going to, and I'm going to be very careful because, as you mentioned before, we did have a chance to speak, and I accidentally called the event that you're moderating, hosting on Monday at Shepherd Recital Hall. It's at 3 o'clock on Monday, July 22nd. It's free. We should mention that too. That's important. It's a tribute to Van Cliburn, I'm hesitating to call it lecture. I don't think I'm going to call it a lecture. We'll call it a, what should we call it, Paul? What would you
Well,
call it?
it's a celebration, and the reason it's been scheduled for these days is on the 12th of July, Van would have turned 90. And of course he's been gone now for quite some while. But the reason that age sticks out in my mind is because when I was a little boy, he used to tell me, when I'm 90 and can no longer execute a passage, the critics are going to love everything I do. And I suppose he was thinking about some of the, Paderewski and some of the older musicians who were cut a lot of slack when they got old. So in a way, he was looking forward to becoming elderly and sympathetic. So he would have wonderful reviews. But anyway, here he would have been 90. He wanted to come to Piano Summer and visit because of his respect for director Vladimir Feltsman. But then at the last moment he lost his voice, and what had happened was the disease that would claim his life less than a year later had already metastasized to his larynx then, and he was unable to come. But in a way, now he's made his appearance, and this is sort of a celebration of his life. We have a video documentary that's 45 minutes or so, and I'm going to remember some things that have not been remembered out loud, I guess, outside the family for all this time. And Mr. Feltsman, who was actually in Moscow when Van won the international piano competition that made his career, Vladimir Feltsman is going to speak and is going to add his recollections to this mix. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope for whatever part I have in it, it's done justice and honors a man that I really grew up with and greatly respected all my life.
Well, we've been talking with the broadcaster and musician Paul Harvey Jr. here about an upcoming event. This, again, it's a free, I will call it a celebration, as you chose a great word to describe it. This coming Monday, July 22nd at 3 p.m. at Shepherd Recital Hall at the SUNY New Paltz campus. Paul, we barely scratched the surface. I think we both knew this going into our conversation. So, but thanks for carving out a little time today and coming on the Midday Show. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, a real pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for making time for me.
Oh, my pleasure too. Well, have a good day.
You too.